I'm sitting here with Anthony Munoz. Did I even come close?
That's good. I like it. Yeah, that's close enough.
Close enough. Yeah. So welcome to Miami, down here for the Super Bowl. So some important questions. Rose Bowl or Super Bowl? Because, I mean, you got to do both. I mean, both big things.
We won the Rose Bowl and lost the Super Bowl. So it's a different level. I mean, as a guy that went to USC, played at USC, the Rose Bowl was it. You know, played for a national championship. But then, you move to the next level and your off-season workouts, your camp and everything, regular season, Super Bowl. So it's hard to compare. I was fortunate to play in that last Super Bowl, so I can say I started at least in one of the three at USC and started in both Super Bowls. But I think that, it is a tough question, but I'd have to say that they're totally different levels.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So being from Baltimore, I just got to ask, how'd you wind up a Baltimore Oriole fan?
Well, there was one number five that played third base. And growing up as a kid, I started playing baseball when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
And my dream was to be a Major League Baseball player. So as a third baseman, there was one guy, Brooks Robinson, man. I had my Brooks Robinson glove, and then, of course, I pitched also. So Juan Marichal at the Giants. But that's how I became an Orioles fan and a Brooks Robinson fan.
And you live in California now?
No, actually played in Cincinnati, stayed in Cincinnati.
Oh, you stayed in Cincinnati?
Made Cincinnati home. So I had a job offer about a week after my last game and turned it down. And my wife and I, our kids were 9 and 11 when I retired. And we decided we love the people, we love the lifestyle, and decided to stay in Cincinnati. So Cincinnati's home.
So I actually went to law school in Dayton, and we used to go out to Cincinnati all the time. It's just a beautiful place.
Absolutely. It is. Dayton. We live about halfway between downtown Cincinnati and Dayton.
Perfect, perfect. And it's a beautiful area. So have you made it to Scotland to play golf yet?
I have not. I had a couple opportunities. I was not able to, so I'm still waiting. I heard doing this today, I was going to get an invitation.
Absolutely. My buddy Art, I have a buddy Art down in Florida, and he's doing a pro-am in Jacksonville, and he told me to make sure we invited you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can give you all my information.
And then if we win the Pro-Am, he said he's taking us all to Scotland because that's just a wonderful trip.
So when's the Pro-Am?
That's exactly right. I have to get on with him at the end of this week, so, end of this month, rather.
Okay, so it gives me time to go sharpen up the game.
So you do a lot of work with kids. Tell me about the philanthropy work you're doing right now.
Well, it's a passion of mine. Young people are a passion. I have a foundation in Cincinnati, the tri-state area there, going on 20 years. We have 8 programs. We deal with elementary kids all the way through high school kids. So that's one I kind of look at as buckets. That's one bucket. I have we have everything from mentoring programs to overnight character camps, leadership seminars, and then we give out anywhere from 18 to 25 scholarships for seniors going to college. And then this would be we're going into our 10th year working with the NFL. We've been in 27 NFL cities. In fact, we did a camp with about 350 young men and women Monday here in Miami. So we do what we call, we've taken the NFL Play 60 pillar and added character. So we do NFL Play 60 character camps. Like I said, we've been in about 27 NFL cities the last 9 years, going into 10 years. We've been in Mexico 6 of the last 8 years. And every camp we do, we're going to teach them a little football, but it's not 100% football.
Character building, that's huge.
Character football, character team building. And then, of course, we share the Play 60 message, encourage these kids to eat well, to get out and exercise, be active. And then we have team building activities, things where you can self-patrol your character. And then we have character traits that the coaches share with these young people. So we have several programs with the Hall of Fame that we started. One great program, we call it Strong Youth, Strong Community. Darryl Green, Hall of Famer from the Washington Redskins, brought it to the Hall of Fame. We're incorporating more of the guys, but it started out, it was Darryl Green, Aeneas Williams, who's unbelievable, myself. And we've been East Coast, West Coast, North, South, and we go into schools and do similar to what we do with the character camps. It's one of those things that right now my passion is working with young people, trying to give them some life skills, but at the same time using the game of football to really have that hook and get that captive audience.
I know it's a cliche, but the fact is they are our future, man. If we don't take care of them, they're not going to be here to do the right things.
You're exactly right. And there's times where people are worried about leadership in this country. And all I say is the scholarship recipients, the young men and women that we deal with, if that's any indication about our future leadership, we're in good hands.
I heard you have somebody went to Harvard.
Actually, it's Harvard Medical School.
Oh, Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Didn't want to insult them. That's incredible.
Lady, and you know, we give out these scholars, $20,000 scholarships, and we, with our finalists, we do a half-hour interview, and this young lady, Alma Onyete, is probably 4'7", and she comes in and she knew exactly what she wanted to do. They come from not a whole lot, but they excel in every aspect of their life. And during the interview, we said, so what are your goals? She said, well, I want to go to college. Pre-med is what we're helping her with. And then I want to go to medical school. I want to become a doctor and then come back in the community and help out. All she's done so far is graduated from college with the 4.0 pre-med. I got accepted from like University of Michigan Medical School, Harvard Medical School, and a couple other big ones. And she decided, and I believe this is her final year at Harvard Medical School. And I think back to that interview when she said, I want to be a doctor, come back. She's almost there. And
yeah, it gives you goosebumps.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So when I talk about our future leaders, we have an opportunity to see quite a few of these young men and women that know exactly what they want to do. Not just talk about it, but they have a plan and they're on the road to accomplishing it.
That's incredible. Just incredible. Goosebumps. All right. So as we wrap up here, just, you know, all about kids, remembering back when you were young, best meal mom made for you.
Oh my God. There's no question. The best food that mom made were homemade flour tortillas de harina. And, you know, my wife is with me and I've not been able to find anywhere either homemade, made fresh in stores, anything that compares to my mom's homemade tortillas. And we didn't have a whole lot, so it was kind of like she would make a stack of tortillas, and then it was like beans and rice or potatoes, and we just fry it up. And then, you know, if you had just regular beans one day, you mixed it up. The next day, you threw a little chorizo in it,
Yes. Gave
it some spice, rolled it up in the tortilla, and you're done. I mean, that was good enough. You could do breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or all three.
Incredible stories. Anthony Munoz, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.